This is JIS News. Coming up, National Youth Service rolls out graduate work program. NWA undertaking major road repair work in the corporate area. And Chase donates equipment to the Heart Foundation. Details after the break.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department invites you to Pensioners Day, Emancipation Park on November 22. Learn more about the central government pension scheme directly from the experts. Visit booths from Sagicor NIS, the Jamaican Government Pensioners Association, and York Pharmacy. Get financial advice from NCB, First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union, and more. Excitement and Showtime hosted by yours truly, Jenny Jenny. Call 922-8320 for more information. Pensioners Day, November 22 at Emancipation Park. The Accountant General's Department, serving those who have served.
Now the news. 30 young persons are benefiting from opportunities to develop workplace skills and apply their tertiary education in actual workplace situations. This as the Ministry of Youth and Culture rolls out its Graduate Work Experience Program, the GWEP. The program got underway on Monday. Organized by the National Youth Service, the NYS, the GWEP temporarily places persons aged 17 to 24 years in public and private institutions to help them gain practical work experience. Participants receive a stipend to offset transportation and other expenses. Executive Director of the NYS, Melvin Smith, says the overall focus of the GWEP is to help young tertiary school graduates find employment.
We found that in Jamaica, as in other countries, many graduates find difficulties in obtaining permanent employment because they have no previous experience. We wanted to provide an avenue to assist graduates to gain some of this work experience so they can be more readily and easily absorbed into the marketplace where jobs are available.
Mr. Smith adds that by the end of December, another batch of about 100 persons will begin the program, while others will be engaged during the last quarter of the fiscal year. 34 roads in the corporate area are to be repaired by the National Works Agency, the NWA, over the next 2 months. Hot mix patching on the selected roads began last week and is expected to be completed by the end of January 2014, as repair activities will be suspended during the Christmas-New Year period. The program is expected to cost just under $19 million. Roads to be repaired include Marcus Garvey Drive, Waltham Park Road, Hagley Park Road, and Washington Boulevard.
Motors should expect delays because we are approaching the Christmas season, so we are advising motors to seek suitable alternative routes. They should also obey posted warning signs and instructions of flag persons while patching is in progress.
Senior Communications Officer at the NWA, Colin Morrison. The Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund has donated life-saving equipment valued at $5 million to the Heart Foundation of Jamaica. The equipment, a stress treadmill and 3 24-hour Holter monitors, represents the beginning of improved services for clients of the Heart Foundation. The stress treadmill is a follow-up procedure used if a routine electrocardiogram ECG presents an abnormal result, while the Holter monitor is used to observe a patient's heart rate over a specified period and will register any abnormal rhythm that occurs.
We were very happy when Chase Fund agreed to partner with the Heart Foundation to make the equipment available here. We do have to charge for the services, however, it still is cheaper than in the private system.
Executive Director of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Deborah Chen. At the Jamaica Civil Service Association will host 2 expositions to highlight the services offered by government agencies across the island. The expositions are set for Tuesday, November 19 at Emancipation Park in Kingston and Friday, November 22 at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA Complex, Catherine Hall, St. James. These form part of activities marking Civil Service Week 2013, November 17 to 23.
Where we'll have over 60-odd government agencies and departments showcasing their products and services to the general public. Several agencies will be doing on-spot services.
Member of the Civil Service Week Steering Committee, Beverly Edwards. A major highlight of Civil Service Week was the selection of the Civil Servant of the Year. This was awarded to Enthros Campbell, Director of Production at the Jamaica Information Service, JIS. That was the JIS News. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.